Apologies, Chair, for the delay. Just conserving battery life, which I think is going to be a challenge this week. But thank you, Chair, and thank you for giving the ICRC the floor. And thank you to you and your team for all your efforts to guide the work of this GGE, including with the draft report for 2023. The ICRC's priority is that the conclusions and recommendations of this group can support the establishment of effective and ultimately binding international constraints on autonomous weapons with prohibitions and restrictions. And in this draft report, as in the draft reports tabled by you last year and your predecessor in 2021, we do see some of the key building blocks for this approach. At a general level, we would stress the need at a minimum to ensure that existing obligations under international humanitarian law are adequately articulated, and especially really the need to indicate what these obligations mean in practice for prohibitions and restrictions on autonomous weapons. So in our view, states should be cautious in the use of caveats to avoid the political agreement of standards that are lower than existing international humanitarian law rules already require. However, I mean, as we all know, ultimately the objective of the CCW and indeed the role of high contracting parties to this convention is the progressive development of international humanitarian law as applied to weapons, and in this case, to address the serious and quite clear humanitarian, legal, ethical, and security concerns raised by autonomous weapons, and of course the risks ultimately of loss of control over the use of force in armed conflict. Prohibitions and restrictions, of course, will also be informed by other applicable international law and ethical perspectives, as recognized in the 2019 GGE guiding principles. But from the ICRC's perspective, the heart of an effective approach to establishing prohibitions and restrictions can be found in just three paragraphs of the draft conclusions, 19, 20, and 21. And these should first characterize autonomous weapons and therefore set the scope of what is regulated. Secondly, articulate which types of autonomous weapons are or must be prohibited. And third, articulate how the design and use of non-prohibited autonomous weapons must be restricted. It's encouraging to see a broad and functional understanding of the characterization of autonomous weapons. This clearly delineates between autonomous weapons and non-autonomous weapons. It's future-proof in the sense it's not linked to a particular technology. On the prohibitions and restrictions, the draft report provides a starting point in our view, but those prohibitions and restrictions will need to be articulated more precisely if they are to respond to the specific challenges raised by autonomous weapons. For example, which specific types of autonomous weapons by design would fall into the prohibited category? Which specific international restrictions and requirements in design and use, for example, on types of targets, are needed to address the specific concerns raised by autonomous weapons? Mr. Chair, with respect to the direction given to the future work of this GGE, in the ICRC's view, as we find ourselves in the 10th consecutive year of discussions at the CCW, is that the start of negotiations of new legally binding rules on autonomous weapons is long overdue. The ICRC urges high contracting parties to take this opportunity to ensure that areas of common ground are reflected in the outcome of this meeting, and to ensure that ultimately this GGE's conclusions and recommendations can be used as the building blocks of much needed new international rules on autonomous weapons that effectively address the humanitarian concerns they pose. Thank you.